I've got Michael Gleeson, who's the Honorary Secretary of the Federation of Irish Beekeepers Association on the line. Hello, Michael.
Hello, good afternoon.
How are you?
Great. I'm speaking here from the Franciscan College in Gormanstown, County Meath, where the beekeepers' annual summer course is taking place.
Okay, and how's that going?
It's going very well. It was opened yesterday evening by the Minister, Fergus O'Dowd, and we have a guest speaker from, our guest speaker is from Denmark, and there's quite a large attendance here from the UK, Northern Ireland and Southern Ireland.
Yes, so it's well attended then.
It's well attended, and we've been running the course here in Gormanstown since 1961. It originally started in 1947 in University College Cork, and for the first few years, it moved around the country to different locations, and it settled here in 1961 at Gormanstown, and I think this is the 53rd consecutive summer course here from the college.
Wow, that's amazing. Okay, Michael, well, I hope you have continued success with it down through the next 50 years or 100 years or whatever long it takes.
Indeed.
That's assuming that there will be a bee population to discuss
At the course,
yeah, because it has claimed that half of Ireland's honeybee population has been wiped out since last winter, just last winter gone. What are your thoughts on this, Michael?
Well, there were very big losses after last winter. But it wouldn't be the first time in our history of beekeeping in Ireland that we had big losses. Like, if you read the annals of Ulster, they record, they have an entry for the year 997 AD in which they state that there was a big loss of bees and animals over the island of Ireland. So that's over 1,000 years ago. But and in more recent times, in the early years of the last century, there was a big loss of bees due to the Isle of Wight disease. But bees recovered. There has been a steady decline of bees, you could say, for the last 40 years or thereabouts. Number one, it started off in the 70s or thereabouts when we joined the EU, and farming developed. A lot of hedgerows were destroyed, which provide the habitat and the forage for honeybees. That created some loss of bees, though not very dramatic at the time, right through the 70s and the 80s. Local authorities and farmers now realise the value of bees, and they're planting for bees. But the next big problem that faced bees was the advent or arrival of Varroa in Ireland in 1998, and Varroa has continued to spread. It's a mite, a parasitic mite that lives off the honeybee and destroys it, and that has continued to develop and spread across the country, and the whole island of Ireland is now infected. In the past, up until the arrival of Varroa, I would say more than half our bees lived in the wild, half of our honeybees. They lived in forests, in trees, they lived in roofs of houses, roofs of churches, cavities in walls. Mm-hmm. All those honeybees living in the wild have died out. It's only honeybees kept by beekeepers have survived, simply because the beekeeper is treating and managing his bees for Varroa. Bees living in the wild could not be managed.
Okay.
And then coming to your recent loss, the question you asked me, last summer was such a bad year, and that was compounded by a very cold spring, in which bees could not forage or collect pollen to stimulate the queens to lay, to generate the young bees in the spring to take over from the old winter bees. So hives this spring reached a critical stage where all the old bees from last year were dying off, and there wasn't sufficient young bees being produced to take over. So that created a big loss of honeybees this spring, in which there's reports. Now, there was a survey carried out, the reports, results of the survey aren't to hand yet, but it's estimated in the region of 50% of the hives were wiped out this spring.
50%?
So that's 50%. That's a big loss.
Yeah.
But, thankfully, the good weather for the last 3 weeks has created a great upsurge in the honeybees again, and they really have bounced back. They're a very resilient creature. All they need is the weather, good weather.
Yeah.
And that's quite evident from looking at hives now for the last couple of weeks, that there's a great upsurge in numbers of bees again and good honey crop coming in. So things are looking a bit more cheerful now than a month or 6 weeks ago.
Okay, Michael, I must ask you a question. Would you be unduly concerned about the depletion of the honeybee population? Because this problem is not just particular to Ireland. It's a European problem. It's an American problem. In fact, it's becoming a global problem. And governments, I think, are quite concerned about the possibility of the bee population being wiped out, because they are so important for our survival, because they
that is correct. As pollinators, when you speak of honeybees, most people will either think of honey or a sting.
Yeah.
But the bees play a greater role as pollinators.
Mm-hmm.
And without the honeybee, we wouldn't have the benefit of many of the crops that we take for granted, not alone for human consumption, but also providing food for animals
yeah.
that provide food for us in turn. So I think they estimate that somewhere in the region of over 70% of food is dependent on the honeybee.
Yeah. Michael,
so Go ahead, sorry.
No, I'll let you finish the point you were about to make. And then there's a colleague here of mine, James Richardson, who would like also to ask you a question, if that's okay. But continue the point, Michael.
Well, I was just going to say there is a greater awareness by world governments of the value of bees and the role that bees play in the environment. And there is concern there. There's a lot of research going on at the moment into the demise and the loss of bees. So there is that awareness there. The European Parliament has debated bee losses there. The American authorities are very much aware of it. And other major governments around the world are concerned.
Okay, well, my colleague James would like to ask you a question, Michael.
I hear in places like China, they actually get thousands of workers with feathers to actually go and pollinate trees because there's no bees around.
That is correct. Areas that were treated with chemicals over the years that have where insect life has been wiped out. Workers are just with feathers and so forth, dusting the vegetation to basically have the same effect as the honeybee pollinating.
I also used to know a priest in Buckfast Abbey. Devon.
Brother Adam, yes.
Yes, and he was world famous, I understood.
Was indeed. He died in the late 90s. He was in his 98th year.
But
he had spent all his life in Buckfast Abbey. I think he was a German. He came to Buckfast Abbey around the time of the First World War, and he was too weak. They were rebuilding the abbey at the time, and he wasn't fit for the heavy work, and they put him in charge with the bees.
And he was pretty useless at everything, until a father took ill, and they asked him to look after the bees. He became a guru on them, didn't he?
He was there 18 years later.
Yep.
I hope he was almost 100 when he died. There are quite a number. There was three documentaries made about him, The Monk and the Honeybee, where he travelled widely trying to collect bees and collect the ideal strain, the perfect bee. And he done a great lot of work into bee genetics and so forth.
Well, I only live down the road from there, so I used to go there quite a bit. That's all I say. Thank you very much.
Okay, Michael.
Thank you, James.
Michael, can I just say to you, I was watching a programme on one of the English TV stations the other night about the demise of the bee population, and they said that two species of bumblebees had become extinct. Now, they did say there were quite a large number of bumblebees.
Bumblebee species,
but they also stated that if the bee population was wiped out, humans would only have bread and grains like rice and rye to live on.
Yes.
That's not sufficient to keep the human race alive. So how serious should we look at this situation in that regard?
People should always be aware of bees and their value, both honeybees and bumblebees and all species of bees, because they play a vital role as pollinators. And they shouldn't be destroyed, if at all possible.
Yeah.
And as regards honeybees, by all means, contact your local beekeeper. If a swarm of bees should land in your garden or on a bush and so forth, the local beekeeper would be delighted to collect it.
Mm-hmm.
As regards the bumblebee, they're a more placid species of bees, so they should be left alone. They'll nest in a clump of grass or in the compost heap, and they have a different social structure. They will die off in the autumn, and only the queen honey bumblebee will overwinter, and she'll hibernate somewhere. So a person shouldn't be unduly alarmed if they see bumblebees in the compost heap or under the decking or mm-hmm. somewhere like that. Just leave them alone. They'll go about their business.
Yeah, and this...
I would say in gardens and in the countryside at any one stage, there's probably a nest of bumblebees within 10 to 20 yards of you, and you wouldn't even know it.
Yeah, yeah. I think one of the things that's been mentioned recently also with regard to helping to bring about preserving the bees is if people leave a bit of their garden untidy and allow weeds to proliferate, that helps as well, doesn't it?
It does, indeed. But there's so many plants that you can plant that can help bees. Large trees, chestnut, sycamore trees, cherry trees in the parks around the city, they're all very beneficial to the bee.
Mm-hmm.
The wild clover in the pasture, the blackberry flower,
yeah.
the dandelion in your lawn is one of the greatest sources of nectar for bees early in the year in late March and April.
Right, okay.
And ivy is the last major source of the year, late September, October, right up to Christmas, depending on the weather.
Mm-hmm.
That produces an abundance of nectar and pollen, which helps the bees going into the winter and provides their winter food for them.
Yeah. Yeah, so you can see positive things on the horizon for the bees. Is that right?
Yes. As I said, we went through low periods before. As I said, the Islands of Ulster listed a great loss of bees in 997 AD. The early years of the last century, the Isle of Wight, we had big losses. We have big losses at present, but I can see a comeback again. Things go in cycles.
Yeah.
But we must create an awareness among the general public of the value of bees and their role in the environment.
Okay, Michael, listen, on that positive note then, we'll leave it there because the time is moving on in the programme. But thanks very much for taking
the call. It's a pleasure talking to you, and thanks very much. Thank you.
You're more than welcome. Thank you, Michael. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.